Michael had already married once. His well-publicized union with Lisa Marie Presley ended in divorce in 1996. A year later, he married nurse Debbie Rowe. They had two children, Prince and Paris, and divorced in 1999. The children are being raised by their father. Michael spent a turbulent 6 years in the pop wilderness, his music overshadowed by troubles in his personal life. But in 2001, the King of Pop returned with his new album, Invincible. Rumored to have cost $14 million to make, it got mixed reviews.
American black audience, if you drop good music, we're going to stay with you. And Michael's basically been doing that, and I think that's why black audiences appreciate this album probably more than white audiences here in America, because it's like, man, this is still solid music. Michael, you still dropping it.
My voice has grown, you know, and has begun to get more maturity, because you're certainly at your vocal best, all of us are, between about 35 and 50.
It kind of brings back a sense of soul music. Critics have their own beliefs on what the album is, and then there are fans who kind of have their other, you know, beliefs on what it is.
To date, Invincible has sold 10 million copies around the world, compared with Thriller, which sold a record 40 million. Just months after the release of Invincible, an astonishing public row broke out between Jackson and his record company, Sony. Michael alleged that Sony had failed to promote the album properly.
There's a particular point in time when artists decide their record companies are working against them rather than for them. Strangely enough, it starts to happen when they're not selling too well.
Jackson has argued that the poor sales of Invincible are not a sign of his fading stardom, but are the result of a conspiracy against black artists.
Throughout the years, black artists have been taken advantage of completely. And it's time now that we have to put a stop to this incredible, incredible injustice.
The company answered back, calling the singer's claims ludicrous, spiteful, and hurtful.
Every record label recognizes that however big an artist is, they have their moment in the spotlight and it fades. Perhaps that's what's happening between Sony and Michael Jackson right now. The love affair is over.